The Jewish Theater of Bloomington and Stages Bloomington are joining for a production of Brundabar in an English adaptation by playwright Tony Kushner. The Jewish Theater's Audrey Heller and Stages' Pat Gleason discovered the play separately and were delighted to find that it fits so well into the goals of the two organizations. The show is directed by Pat Gleason with music direction by Reuben Walker, vocal coaching by Sue Swaney. Brundabar is what the children in Hans Kratzer's little opera call the town's evil organ grinder. Kratzer brought the manuscript with him when he and many other Jewish artists were swept up and taken to Terezin on their way to Hitler's death camps. Under the most trying conditions, the little piece was performed more than 50 times as a morale booster for the camp. It was so successful that the Nazis actually filmed it to fool the Red Cross about conditions there and the destinations of the children. On Thursday's opening night, the cast was helped to defeat Brundabar by the IU Children's Choir. Saturday afternoon, the Binford Elementary School Choir will help. Saturday evening, it'll be the Grandview Elementary School Choir. And Sunday afternoon, the St. Charles School Choir. Brundabar is being produced at the Warehouse on South Rogers. It's the same rough place that the Bloomington Chamber Singers chose for their Annalise, based on the diary of another victim of the Holocaust, Anne Frank. In Brundabar, two penniless children set out to get milk for their ailing mother. Though the town that they visit is rich with delicious ice cream, rich bakery goods, and plenty of milk, they all cost money. The children take a chance on busking, first with a lovely song and then graceful dancing, but they're drowned out by the organ-grinding Brundabar. Exhausted, they sleep, and they're visited by a cat, a dog, and a sparrow. With the animals' help, and the children from the village, and the choruses, they defeat the organ-grinder, and there's a victory march. Acting throughout's very well done and at a high level. Director Gleason has double-cast the show, and it's clearly been a great experience for her student actors. The music for Brundabar is charmingly modern, the cast sings it well, and the small orchestra does a lovely job of presenting both its spare grace and its richness. Playwright Kushner has added a little play as an opener for the opera, and a cautionary tag at the end. The opener is But a Giraffe. As her family dithers over the details of their deportation to Terezin, a difficult and clever little girl has to choose between her giraffe and the manuscript for Brundabar. Both won't fit in the one suitcase she's allowed. Kushner uses the giraffe as a metaphor for the Jews. It's a unique, special animal, but one with the same number of neck bones as all others. Although Hans Kratzer's opera ends happily, as the children march in victory over Brundabar, Tony Kushner adds a cautionary note. The evil organ grinder reappears and tells the audience that he's only momentarily defeated and that he and others like him will be back. Brundabar, produced by the Jewish Theater of Bloomington and Stages Bloomington, is at the Warehouse, 1525 South Rogers, with performances Saturday at 2 and 7 and Sunday at 2. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.